I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a controversial hate crimes bill attached to the defense spending bill late last week. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it signals a direction that is cause for concern. There's good reason for evangelical Christians to pray.
The concern is somewhere down the road, a pastor speaks about homosexuality, shares what the scriptures say about that, and is accused of inciting violence because he shared what the scriptures say about homosexuality.
Next, an Iranian judge is charging two Christian women with apostasy and propagation of the Christian faith. The change moves Miriam and Marzea's case to a regular court. Jonathan Racho of International Christian Concern says that's actually good news for Miriam and Marzea.
People who were charged with apostasy previously, when their case was looked at in the regular court, there was a high chance that they could be set free.
Racho says Miriam and Marzea's faith is uplifting the remnant church. Keep praying. And sex trafficking will be one of the many topics covered at the Urbana 09 conference. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship evangelist York Moore is one of the keynote speakers at Urbana 09. He'll be speaking on human trafficking and its relation to evangelism. Mission groups fighting human trafficking will be there too.
For the student who is interested in pursuing or investigating a career in the area of human trafficking, or whether it be, you know, addressing the variety of other social justice concerns, Urbana really is the place that you want to be.
To learn more about Urbana, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7. Two high-end productions will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.